The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sometimes the world looks like you ain't ever seen it before. Stuck behind never-ending windows, all you need is a door. Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remember, in unusual times, it can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Just ask, say the word, and I'll be there. Just ask, you know the greatest. Pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows Taught Me. I'm Jess Sterling here with my co-host, Sarah Ferguson. Sarah, how are you?
Jessica, my overbearing parents just left. They decided they were going to pay my rent.
Oh my gosh. How exciting. So
no, actually, I had to pay room and board.
Oh, but
they get to pay for everything else.
Your studies. Yeah, that's the word. That's the word that I was looking for.
Are you a robot that is malfunctioning?
Yes.
Yeah. There we have it. You heard it here first.
Just yes.
Yeah. You're a robot.
Can I tell you that when people were originally like, you should watch Felicity. Felicity's great. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Again, like when we watch a Dawson's Creek, right? Like when we watch a show where the titular character, right? Felicity is the girl. She's the it girl. She's the numero uno with a bullet. Felicity has lost her mind. Like, I thought she was bad last episode, and not bad as in like I dislike her, bad as in like, girl, what are you doing with your life?
Yeah.
But this episode, fully just off the deep end.
Yeah, absolutely. She's absolutely batshit insane. I don't know. She does not think before she does.
She just does. She does and does and does and doesn't ever stop to think like, maybe should I not do that? Nope. She already did it.
She already did it.
She already did it.
Just when you think that she's about to make a decision, she's already done it.
I think what she needs to do is listen. Sally sounds great. Yes. Sally sounds wonderful. Little pen pal. Perfect. Great.
Yeah.
Instead, she needs to talk to a therapist. I think she needs a therapist on speed dial so that she could call and be like, hey, I'm thinking about sending this guy who I told I didn't have a crush on. Well, I do have a real big crush on him. I'm like actually really obsessed with him. I'm thinking about sending him my college admissions essay that is entirely about him and my obsession about him and the reason that he's the reason I came to this college. And like, her therapist would take 2 seconds and then be like, Felicity, I need you to sit on your hands for like a full 10 minutes.
Right. Yeah. I think it's going to be one of those things where she's going to have to do the alphabet game. Like, okay, what's Felicity, you're going to have to do like the alphabet game. It's a device that therapists use or advise people that deal with anxiety. So it's like A, apple, B, boy, C, or sometimes it's like,
well, they're not even themed. It's just any word.
Yeah, well, I think they are themed. Or it could be like names like A, Allison, B, Barbara.
Oh no, but see, Felicity would get to B, Ben, and then lose her mind all over.
Okay, that's true. But the point is that like you need to distract yourself and like work on a project. Also, I think you're supposed to go from Z as well.
Oh, so it's backwards, like when you're drunk and they're trying to trip you up.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, it's a way for you to focus your brain on something else other than the anxiety or the depression that you're feeling. And I think
this is a trick.
Felicity needs to do this because sometimes when you're going into a spiral, you just can't get out of it. So if you're distracting yourself with something like that, then like your head is mm-hmm. fully formed out of the issue. So a little device. Felicity absolutely needs some help. And I gotta say, like, I don't think we're supposed to like her. Oh no, DBK said that we are.
We're definitely supposed to like her.
I don't think so, because I fucking can't stand her. I don't like her one bit.
See, it's not that I can't stand her. It's more that I'm watching her do these things and I'm like, Felicity, girl, I just wanna help you.
You're
just
a dumb fuck.
Help you.
That's what, like, you are.
I don't want to help her. She can't help herself. No, she really can't. She really can't. She actively works against herself every chance she gets.
Yeah.
This episode, I thought last episode was like going to be the wildest one in terms of like Felicity's actions.
No.
And then it was like we got to this episode and I was like, oh, we're not. We didn't. It was almost like a 2-part premiere because I'm like, oh, we're not done yet. Like,
yeah. I just think that it's just going to keep getting worse and worse and worse. Like, I don't ever think that Felicity is going to stop.
I mean, probably not. And we're going to have 4 seasons of this version of Felicity. Just like, you know what? I just had a revelation.
What's that?
This makes her chopping off all her hair make way more sense.
Oh, like a Britney moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Full on meltdown haircut.
Oh, boy.
So we'll see what happens.
I mean, it is uncommon for me not to love like the title character. Mm-hmm. But Felicity reminds me, I've had a few friends in my life where they're just hurricanes. They like come into your life, they give you anxiety, they disrupt everything, they like disrupt everything for themselves, and then they dip, and then you're left with a feeling of uneasiness and like, mm-hmm. what can I do to fix this person's shit when it's not your job? But they make it your job because they're coming into your life and disrupting it. And there's people like me and like Noel who get swept up into their tornado and feel like it's their partially their responsibility to help fix this person. And it seems as though Felicity is a hurricane friend.
She really is. Do we have an idea? Because, you know, we love to do this. On
Gemini.
What? I'm not going to say you read my mind, but literally the first thought I had in my head was she's an air sign. The second thought I had in my head was she's a Gemini.
This bitch is a Gemini. And
she's a definite Gemini.
I don't know if I attract Geminis, but Geminis love me. So mm-hmm. I do have a lot of Geminis in my life, but they are the biggest mind fuck that I've ever experienced. Because the thing is, for me, I just need stability. Like, I really do. Like, I can't handle the ups and downs that a Gemini provides. Mm-hmm. But because I have a lot of Geminis in my life, I'm always on this roller coaster of fuckery.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely couldn't. I don't think I have a ton of Gemini friends. And I just don't know that I would ever attract them because I feel like I would just be like, listen, you need to stop. And they would be like, okay, I'm out of here. That was my hurricane noise of them
elsewhere. Yeah. I get swept away in the fuckery all the time.
Yeah.
And it's not my fault. I mean, it could be my fault.
But I think it's not like a 50-50 situation, but at least like 70-30 and you're the 30.
Sure. Yeah. Like, I mean, there's definitely an element of
you like to help people. You like to fix things.
I also like to hear a bit of the drama.
Yeah. There's multiple reasons why you get pulled in.
Yeah. But anyway, like Felicity is somebody that I think that I would be swept in her mess. And
yeah, you'd be in her orbit for sure.
And I don't know. Like, it gives me a stomach ache just thinking about all of the chaos that she would create and the dust that would be in the wake of myself. But anyway, we get Felicity fucking around this episode. But before that, Jessica, we have to talk about the most amazing opening credit scene I've ever seen.
It's nonsense. Okay, there's no words to the music. It's just music. And it's like black and white, basically just photos of Felicity bopping around New York City.
Yeah.
Some of them are really fucking blurry, too. And I'm like,
this whole show is blurry.
If this is like an example of what we're going to get with Felicity's quote unquote artistic like style,
sure.
I'm not here for it because girl, just because you put a photo in black and white doesn't mean it's art.
Yeah. I'm pretty convinced that this show was filmed with Vaseline on the lens because it is hard to see what's going down sometimes. There is so many close-ups. It's all close-ups. I'm just bitching because I do the graphics and it's really hard. It was really hard today to try to grab a screen grab of something that was like actually like good. So I'm a little sour, but
that's okay.
And I thought that there were words, but then when I'm listening, it's just like, ooh, ooh, wah, ba-doo, ba-doo. It's like fucking Sims music.
All I want in this world now is for you to do the opening theme.
I mean, that's basically it. Like, I thought that they were saying words, but it's just like, ha ba doo ba sha ba doo. And I'm like, okay.
And we get this one, like, though, that's like, boom.
Boo, 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 ba, boo.
Yeah, it's basically just one person going like, and it's like, what? Are you okay?
No, none of us are okay.
I don't understand. Oh, it feels like they were going for teen angst, but instead where they landed was kind of like a mix of like, elevator music slash Simlish slash when you're in a store and they're playing that very like soft romantic rock music. Like it's kind of like a blend of all of that together. Mm-hmm. I hate it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's our opening credits. I hope it changes. I doubt it will, but whatever. I mean,
yeah, I don't know. We might get a different, at least different pictures for season two, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, coming from I Don't Wanna Wait and like that and like It's a Boy Meets World. This is a little lackluster.
Definitely not a bop.
Even, I mean, Freaks and Geeks, like, I'm going to give a damn about my damn reputation. Blah, blah, blah. Da,
da, da, da, da. Yeah, so classic.
Yeah. Shoopy doo ba boo ba is is my least favorite song out of the bunch. But so we're opening up. It seems as though our juxtaposition shot when we're entering Felicity episode is Felicity talking to her ghost friend, Sally.
Always. And she like, I feel like she, okay, because we're in New York, right? We're in the fall. So she's wearing her like big chonky turtleneck.
Me too.
You are too. I actually really like the color of this turtleneck because it's like an eggplanty purple color.
Oh, gross. I'm wearing purple too, you bitch.
You're not.
Like, Anne, this is purple. Where? You're just blind.
That's gray.
This is all purple.
That is not purple. Yes, I can tell by the look on your face that this is a lie.
No, I'm telling you the truth. It's lilac. It's purple.
That's lilac. That looks gray. This is so bad for an audio
camera. It's the camera, but this thing is like, it's a tent.
I love that.
It's very comfortable. Yeah, it's like a sweater, but it's a turtleneck. It's purple.
But yeah, Felicity is talking about like, oh, I'm so, and this seems like, I don't know, maybe it's a few weeks in or something, but she's just like, because I feel like you'd have a little bit of time where you're like still adjusting, but she's like, so happy I stayed. New York is the best. And I love this comparison she says, where she says, you know what? At first I thought it was scary because there's like so many people on the sidewalks, but then I thought about it. You know what? It was like being one snowflake in a crazy blizzard, but everyone is one snowflake.
Wow.
Whoa!
Wow. This
so fucking deep.
This scholar is something else.
Fucking poetry, Felicity.
Poetry. Everybody is a snowflake. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Now, this just sounds like we're part of the like Republican committee when we're calling everybody a snowflake, to be honest with you. I really think that Felicity is feeling her city vibes. She's definitely got like uptown girl in her Discman and is bopping down the street. I remember these days when I was commuting into the city. There's like, when you are no longer a tourist in the city and you're now a resident or a working woman in New York, you kind of do feel like a little bit of a badass. So I understand where Felicity is coming from, having experienced something similar myself.
Yeah, it just feels like she's very quick to like be one with New York City, because she's like, oh, I've been, you know, leaving my parents like these 10-minute long messages just to make them feel better.
Now, okay, hold on. If my child was leaving me 10-minute long voicemails, would you not be concerned?
Also, wouldn't you pick up the phone?
No. I would be really concerned. I would be really concerned that they're like having a tough time. Like, oh, they like keep calling me and leaving voicemails. Like, no wonder her parents showed up, because like they were obviously concerned about her.
Yeah, I guess I could see that, like, especially because she's calling from like random payphones on the street, and I'm just picturing her there for like 10 minutes. But this is how I know Felicity is not okay. Like, she's still not okay. And it's because she's like, well, guess what? You know what? I'm like totally over Ben. Like, it was a dumb crush. I'm totally over him. Mm-hmm. And we see like her staring at him in class. And then she's like, and you know what? I thought it would be really weird between me and Julie, but we talked about it and she's over Ben too. And then it's like, we get like Julia sitting behind Felicity also staring.
Yeah. These two are frenemies. They are going to be a disaster.
And you know what? I'm really upset about it, Sarah, because we all throughout Dawson's Creek, and let me just tell you too, if you're new here, also, hi, welcome. Thank you for joining us. We're going to refer a lot to Dawson's Creek because that is like our teen drama that we just finished covering. So we're always going to make comparisons because I can't help myself. But we wanted Joey and Jen to be friends for like literally all of Dawson's Creek, and they never could. They just couldn't. They were naturally born frenemies. And I'm very upset because Julie and Felicity, I thought, were going to be like best buds. And we already have strife.
Yeah. Girls can't be friends, Jessica. Don't you realize? Especially when there's boys in the mix, they have to be petty.
Yeah.
Don't you know that?
That's teen drama.
Fight over a boy.
Do I want to?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. Do you? No, but I mean, I feel like we can find something to fight over if we really wanted to. We've had a few fights.
Yes, but never about like us licking the same boy.
No.
No.
But it's not like we have types that are too dissimilar. But what's that?
I was just going to ask if you thought like that when we were at like this age or Dawson's Creek age, like so like high school, college, if we would have been attracted to the same types of guys.
Maybe later in college, but I don't think in high school. I think that we definitely, I don't know at what point it started to converge, but at some point, like, both of our types became, like, lumberjack, and I don't know when that happened.
And I picture my husband chopping a piece of wood.
I used to say that my type was the brawny paper towel man starting in college.
Isn't he bald?
No, fucking, that's Mr. Clean.
I'm okay.
We've done this already.
You're rationally upset at me. Okay, have we done this
already?
Oh, now I looked him up. My problem with the brawny man is that he needs facial hair.
Not the blonde one. Not the blonde one.
No, I didn't. That one with the mustache is full on porn star.
Yeah, that's why I like him.
You like the porn star one?
Yeah, the brown hair one with the facial hair.
No, no. Wait.
Yes.
Wait.
The one that looks like a daddy.
I'm lost. Okay, I'm going to share my screen with you and we're going to describe this to people because it just feels necessary. I'm just going to say that, like, I need to know which one you're referring to because I have one man who is in a plaid, like, reddish shirt, dark hair.
I like him.
Clean shaven.
Yeah.
This other man, though, is more like a golden brown.
No, kind of, he's like, the blonde one. We don't like him.
He has a mustache that full on.
Mm-hmm.
This is an NSFW podcast. I need to remind people because I'm about to say something. Yeah. This guy looks like his favorite thing to do is to definitely go down south and like eat someone out.
I mean, he's a gentleman, like all brawny men, of course.
His absolute favorite thing to do.
Yeah. What do you?
So, which man are you? The one you like? The one that doesn't have the facial hair?
Yeah, but in my head, they definitely converged at one point.
So I will say now, and I don't know if this is the most up to date brawny, but it is a man in a plaid shirt and he has like a bit of a 5 o'clock shadow, but they chop him off at the nose.
Yeah. So. But you see that chin is a very strong chin.
I mean, we love a strong chin. Oh, someone dressed as the brawny paper towel man for Halloween. Yeah. Look at that.
So you're saying am I wrong that this is like not a person that you would be attracted to?
I would only be attracted to, well, the same one you said, except the fact that he doesn't have facial hair. And to me, that is like,
But that's why you add the one in with like the current one with the facial hair.
Okay. Then yes. Yeah.
There.
I'm glad we figured this out.
I don't know at what point in time our types converged, but it did.
Yeah, it happened.
I mean, your husband's a very good looking guy.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So
anyway. So they're both still into Ben, and Ben approaches Felicity and he's just like, oh, so you decided you're staying? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, and he does this, like, again, he's like flirty with her where he smiles and he's just like, you know what? I just can't figure you out.
I think he just wants to fuck. Like, it doesn't matter who or what. He's just in the mood all the time. So if he's going to flirt with Felicity, he's going to flirt with Felicity. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. And so she's still apparently working at the admissions office. She hasn't been fired yet. And this woman comes up to her and she's just like, oh, apparently there was a man who wanted to read your application essay. And I did tell him no. Obviously, it's confidential. But like, why does this woman assume that this means Felicity has an admirer? What fucking admirer is like, you know what? I really like this girl. I really like her. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to read her college admissions essay.
Well, the thing that I found interesting was that I don't know if this got lost in translation or if the dad has a young voice, but Felicity said a young man asked for my college admissions essay. And I like, so it was interpreted that this person that was calling was a young guy. That's why Felicity figured out that, or thought that it was Ben.
Yeah.
Or Noel. I kind of was leaning towards Noel at first, but I guess she thought it was Ben.
Because she wanted it to be Ben. She wanted it to be Ben.
Yeah. But it was the dad. If the admissions lady was like some old decrepit guy called that kind of sounds like a doctor or a lawyer, and she'd be like, oh, dad, like, you're meddling into my business.
Yes. Yeah. But no, of course she immediately assumes it's Ben. And so the first thing she does is runs to Noel, who's like working on some essay, and does the whole, like, someone knocks on his door and he's like, hold on a second. And he's like really thinking hard about the sentence.
He's like, I need to figure out how to end this paragraph. T-H-E-E-N-D, period. Nailed it.
It's so ridiculous. But yeah, so she hands in the floor calendar And she asks, like, oh, you didn't call the, like, admissions office asking for my essay, right? And he's like, no, why would I do that? And she's, like, all smiley. She's like, no, never mind, never mind. And Noel, let me say, Sarah, I feel like there's a reason you are Team Noel. I feel like Noel is a bit of you sometimes because he's like, you have to tell me now. Now you have just to tell me.
Tell me. I am a curious cat. I really, like, I have this fascination, like, how people can just not be very, very curious about anything, like, tidbits. Yeah. The only time that I won't, like, do this is, like, I hate it when people are, like, if you're hanging out with somebody and somebody's on their phone and they, like, are, like, oh, shit. Or, like, they laugh.
Giggle at something.
And then they want you to be, like, what's so funny? I refuse to give people that satisfaction.
It's literally, or, like, when we were younger and people used to make Facebook statuses or, like, MySpace away messages or, like, AIM away messages where it's, like, I hate everyone. Don't want to talk right now.
Yes. Yeah, I refuse to give that the satisfaction of knowing what's going on, because I know that they're just trying to be. I mean, like, of course I'm, like, wondering, but I'm not gonna reach out. But yeah, so Noel needs to know what happened, what's going on. He's also definitely still crushing on Felicity.
Well, and Felicity makes it even more awkward, in my opinion, because she's like, well, it's a little hard to talk to you because you admitted that you had feelings for me. And Noel just says, yeah, I wanted to talk to you about that because, you know what? I get crushes on everyone.
I also kind of feel like that's pretty relatable. Like, I mean, if you're not falling in love with literally every single person in the galaxy, then, like, what are you doing?
Well, I also don't think he follows it up very well because, like, well, I'm an RA and you're a freshman. So I think it was just this power trip. And I'm like, ew. You're sounding very problematic, Noel.
Yeah, Noel. Like, way to make it actually weird. It wasn't weird before, but you actually made it weird. And you're a sophomore and she's a freshman, so there's a year difference. But whatever. If you want to talk about power trips, then pop off, sir. Yeah. So she admits that she thinks that Ben tried to get the essay, and she's like, do you think that I should just give him the essay? And Noel's like, this is a fucking terrible idea, the worst idea you've ever had. Please do not do this. She admits that the essay was about him.
Well, and I love this where he's like, I think your instincts are right, I don't think you should let him see it. And she's like, okay, I'm going to.
And she's like, I just wanted to use you as a sounding board. This is also so infuriating. I hate this. When people ask for your advice and they're like, well, fuck you. I already know what I'm doing. I'm not going to do that. And I'm like, then why did you waste my time?
This is so stupid. She immediately is just like, no, I'm going to do it. I just wanted to use you as a sounding board. I'm going to do it. And you know what? To make it less awkward for him, I'm going to mail it. That sounds like a perfect way to do this.
You are such a dumb fuck.
Yeah,
she's so stupid.
It's so bad. It's just so bad. She says, here's my new theory. No matter what, you can never be ashamed of the truth. And I like to say that is absolutely incorrect.
I'm ashamed of a lot of my truths, actually. I'm probably ashamed of all of my truths.
So stupid. She's so dumb. Why?
She's a dummy.
First of all, why do you think this is Ben? Like, what? Why would he be like,
suddenly I want to know everything you wrote about me, Felicity? Absolutely, revenge.
Girl, like, you've lost it.
So she mails it out at her local post box. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Once you mail something, it's gone. Like, you can't reverse that. There's no Uno reverse card for USPS. No.
This is why you should have, like, thought about hand delivering it, because then you could always back out last second. And if you're that embarrassed to hand it over, maybe he shouldn't be reading it in the first place.
Exactly.
But she does what she does, immediately walks into her advisor's office and her parents are there. And immediately it's revealed that, like, we were worried about you. We actually didn't leave. And we want to know, like, are you on drugs? Her dad says, I did call the, like, admissions office. And Felicity starts freaking out because, it was her dad, not Ben.
Yeah. I think that her parents have the right to be concerned because she seems to be doing a lot of erratic things. They don't know why she went to New York. She's not communicating with them. She's calling Well, she is communicating, but I'm sure she's just like, I had pie today. It was so yummy. The cafeteria had steak and potatoes. Yum, yum, yum. Also, I went and watched a movie in the student lounge. How fun. And
yeah, instead of being like, oh, I'm obsessed with this guy, Ben. Yeah, all I do is think about Ben, Ben, Ben. Ben, yeah. Ben, 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 Ben.
Yeah. Oh, like, you know what? I was thinking I want to be an art major instead of a doctor. Ha ha ha. He he he. And like their parents are like, oh, our daughter is on the crack. So yeah, so they are concerned. I would be concerned too. And Felicity goes and like freaks out when she finds out that her dad did the call, because obviously it was a terrible idea to mail the essay. So yep. She tries to go to the mail room. Now, the mail room does not fuck around at college. The mail room is basically like an armed guard.
Yeah, she basically says, I know this is a strange request, but I sent my friend a letter and I need to make sure he got it. And he's like, I'm not going to do that. And she's like, please, please, please. This is super important. It's an invitation. So he goes to the box. He finds the envelope. He shows her the envelope, puts it back. And she's like, can you give that to me? And he's just like, no.
Okay. You know what you needed to do, Felicity? Once again, you dumb fuck. Tell him the truth. You said that honesty is the best policy, right? Yeah. Say, hello, Mr. Mail distributor. I did something really fucking dumb. Yeah. I mailed this letter to this guy that I never dated and did not know my name until last week and professed my love to him in my college essay. And if I don't get it back, then I am going to have to transfer out of this university, sir.
Yeah. And she double fucks up, because when she runs into Ben and he's just gotten his mail and someone knocks into him and he drops all his letters, you know what I would do? Hey, look over there. Boom. Snatch that envelope off the fucking ground. She misses a prime opportunity here. But again, he has the note now. He has the essay. Meanwhile, this is like my favorite subplot, is the Noel and Larry situation, where because Noel is an RA, he has to deal with some of the stuff on the floor. And Larry, poor Larry, is dealing with his roommate, Lewis, who's sleep talking. And it's not that he's sleep talking. It's that he's talking about murdering his roommate, which is me, Larry. And he keeps buying knives.
Terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. Did you recognize Larry?
Larry
no. is from Harold and Kumar.
Oh, I didn't recognize him. No.
Yeah. So I would be very terrified if I heard my roommate making threats about knives. So that is, remember when we were talking about like what is Noel's job description as an RA and what's not? This constitutes as something that he actually should and needs to deal with. Not Felicity should.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love Noel is also like terrible at his job. Again, not that he should be having to deal with this. This to me feels like a report to the like people that put you in charge of being an RA. Like report to adults here, because this is scary. Yeah. But then because Noel, who's like in the hallway having this conversation with Lewis about like, so you're not buying any knives, you're not going to kill your roommate. And Lewis is like, no. And he's like, I wish you were more convincing, but it doesn't matter. Cause literally the minute he sees Felicity, he's like, I don't give a fuck if Lewis dies or lawyer Larry dies, let them both fucking die in a fire. I don't give a shit.
Have fun with your knives. Bye. Yeah.
Off to talk to Felicity.
Yeah. You know what was funny? My mom, when she moved out of New Jersey, she left me with like a box of like random stuff. And one of them was this like humongous like fish stabby knife. Like she used to snorkeling. Yeah. And it was and I was like, how am I supposed to dispose of this? Like, what am I supposed to do with this?
It's a giant knife. Yeah.
I don't know what happened to it.
Oh, well, someone stabbed someone with it somewhere.
I don't think so. I was like, do I hand this into the police? Like, where does it go? Because I'm like, I don't know what to do with
it. Bury it.
Knife. I don't really know what happened, but I hope it's doing well.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Moving on from the knife, we're back to Nolan Felicity because he like immediately sees her and is like, hey, what's going on? She's like, well, guess what? It wasn't Ben. And he's like, yeah, but that's fine because you didn't give him the letter, right? Terrible, terrible, terrible. And then she says, and then she like opens up about her parents, like meeting with the counselor. And Noel says, well, the best thing you should do is invite your parents to come see the dorm and invite the, and he wants, Noel wants to meet Felicity's parents.
That's the whole point of coming to the mm-hmm. dorm now. Mm-hmm. Goodness gracious. Noel is ready to meet the parents. I know meeting the parents is definitely a big deal. I understand. He convinces her that she should come. The issue, once again, is that like they show up on like a Friday night where they're everybody's raging, or like a Saturday.
No, it's 2 p.m.
Okay. But still, I don't really like, it can't be like, you need to invite them during like study hours or at like 8 a.m. Don't invite them when everyone's partying.
Well, and I think, I don't know. I personally feel like maybe she should have had the conversation with Megan first, but like
no.
after she invites
Megan
the parents
won't talk
over,
to her.
Well, she tries to talk to Megan and be like, do you mind like putting away some of your skulls for tomorrow?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Megan's
so
like, no.
No, no, thank
she
you.
She just leaves.
Yeah. Okay. So one more little little sidebar. So one of my friends just started dating again, and she went on a date and the guy has a skull collection.
So many questions. My brain couldn't process which one to ask first.
Yeah.
Okay. And what kind of skulls is my first question?
Human skulls.
Human?
Human skulls.
Where does he get them? Why does he have them? How many does he have?
He orders them online from from the English. No, they're authentic British skulls.
Why does he need British skulls? Why does he need so many of them? Why does he collect them? Does he have does he have like a case for them?
I don't. No.
Can you please follow up and ask these questions? You say you're the curious one, and yet here I am asking the important questions.
So, like, the thing was, no, I had a lot of questions, but like my friend stopped seeing him. Obviously,
that's a
huge red flag.
See, the first thing would be I would have so many questions for the guy, and then I would be like, okay, see you never.
I have so many questions, but I can't get them because she won't see the guy anymore.
So did she go on one date with him? How early in the conversation did the skulls come up?
Mid-convo.
Mid-first date convo?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Awful. Because how do you like leave? You know, how do you, that's when you pull the ripcord and you do the like, I have to go to the bathroom.
And then you
text your friend and you say, you need to call me and tell me there's an emergency. And then you go back out to the restaurant and then you get the phone call saying there's an emergency and you get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I really do have a lot of questions. Like, trust me, I really want to know.
I have so many questions about this.
My friend didn't seem that fazed by the skull collection.
Maybe she should date him if she wasn't that fazed by the skull collection.
To be honest with you, that wasn't the deal breaker for her.
What?
She said that you said that he was dull.
Okay, I just think my brain is going to explode right now because how is a person who collects skulls also really dull?
I don't know. It's so many questions.
When I asked what kind of skulls, I literally thought you were going to be like, oh, there's a possum one, there's a rat one. Like, no. I was not thinking human head.
Human.
Human I would hate skull. To be, not to be this person, but like if I die, I would hate for my skull to just be passed around to some random dude who collects them. I'm just saying, like I would want better for my skull. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, of course I understand. So, okay,
this is the best thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Why? Okay. Hold on. Okay. Wait, hold on. So, okay, I'm reading the conversations. It's so funny. Okay, so. It's just so funny.
You know what? Okay, we talk because we both listen. You got me hooked on this podcast, Normal Gossip.
Normal Gossip.
And I feel like if there was an episode about this man, it would be called The Dull Skull Collector.
Oh, that's very good. Okay, so here we go.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you, but Redacted told me he had a skull collection. Personally, I don't think it's weird, but objectively, it's weird. Then I said, ha, 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 ha. And I said, I put three red flags, then $$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$ flags. And then she said he didn't acquire the skulls themselves. He bought them. And to be fair, the skulls were the most exciting thing about him. And I said, ha 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 ha, where does one buy skulls? She says, England, of course.
I said,
what? What kind of skulls? I was like, animals? He can't even collect his own? Because at this point, I'm like, they have to be animal skulls. Like,
yes, exactly.
And then I was like, human. And she said, it's human. I was like, you can't collect human skulls. And she says, and he had a whalebone. And I said, and I said, that is revolting. I hate him.
What part of the whale?
I don't know. Like a whale vertebrae.
And she's obsessed with bones.
And then she said, I think that's more like a museum and less like a serial killer. I said, how can someone just find a whale vertebrae? And she said, at a beach. I said, redacted.
This yeah, is right. The There's no way he found it at the beach. I was like, please.
You can't collect skulls. That's a psycho. And she said, I'm not making this up. He had like three skulls. I said,
three skulls.
This is a natural history museum. That's three skulls too many. And then she said, I don't know. Personally, I don't find it weird, but
it's very weird. Okay. What?
She said, and I said, I would be running. And she said, I know better to date a skull collector, but I don't know. That's it. So that is the story. Now,
so I did ask our UK correspondent if he's ever heard of someone purchasing skulls in the UK, and he said, what? Yeah. And then he did follow it up with, I know David Tennant used a real human skull when he played Hamlet. It was some dude's dying request, apparently.
There we go. It's in England, it's a common occurrence to buy skulls. Yeah, so this is my new favorite story, and I'm really upset because I was really hoping that my friend would be dating for a long time, but now she has taken a liking to this guy that like posts a lot of pictures of cooked fish on his Instagram.
No, that's almost as bad as people taking pictures with fish for their dating Instagram.
Like, yeah, no. He has a passion for halibut, so I call him fish guy.
I mean, better than skull guy, I guess.
Yeah. She's taking a liking to him, and I don't know. I think that he's the flavor of the week or the month or the year. We'll see.
Stuart wanted to confirm that is indeed not a UK thing. So, you know, sounds more American anyway. But anyway. Back to Felicity. I was really happy to take that detour. That's the best detour ever. So here we go. So Felicity's parents are visiting. They're in the dorm hallway and it's super loud. It smells like beer. Ew. She brings them into her room. And of course, there's Megan.
Ew. Megan has like some terrifying things in her closet, by the way, and I don't like any of it. It seemed evil and gross, but basically Felicity calls Megan weird. Megan was hanging out in the closet, and Megan says, "I'm not weird. You wear hush puppies," which I don't really know what hush puppies are.
I googled it. They're shoes.
Okay.
Now I don't quite understand what they are, because I feel like there's like a bunch that qualify, but they look like a kind of a man's like boating shoe almost.
Like Sperry's?
Kind of, but a little bit more, I would say, a little bit more proper than that, a little fancier than a boat shoe.
All right. Well, that's disgusting to Megan, who is a little bit more punk, a little bit more goth. And I like my favorite thing in this scene was how meta it was that Felicity's mom was like, "Wow, your room is really big, like much bigger than I thought it would be." Yeah. I thought that it was kind of funny. Yeah. Now, Noel comes in, and without looking around or knocking like he should as a man coming into a woman's room.
Or just a person entering anyone's room that is their own. Knock!
Exactly. Exactly. True. He's like, "Hey, when's the overbearing parents coming?" And he enters and he's like, "Oh, I'm really sorry. This is so awkward."
Yeah. Big, big yikes. And they're like, "Oh, you work here?" And we find out he's a sophomore. And he's like, he is so awkward and apologetic. He's like, "I'm so, so sorry. You know, that was not what Felicity said. That was like my interpretation." And Felicity's like, just stop it. Stop
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And this is when Larry comes in. He has a knife. And he says, "This is Lewis's. He wants to kill me."
Where did he find the knife? That's almost as big as my mom's fish knife.
Would you rather date knife guy or skull guy?
Oh, God. I think I'd rather...
Okay, this is actually a good question. Because there are men who collect knives.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't collect knives. Why would you need so many knives? What are you using the knives for?
Yeah.
If you carry one knife on you and you, like, use it all the time, or you have a job that, like, it makes sense, go... I mean,
that's fine.
Go forth and fuck. But if you just collect them and like display them, would you rather date knife guy or skull guy?
Knife guy.
But at least the skulls can't really harm you. Unless they really smash it on you.
I don't like it because it's like a creepy element.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. And Noel, instead of being like, "Larry, let's talk about this outside," instead is just like, "Well, Lewis told me he didn't want to kill you." And Larry's like, "Well, he's taking the first step."
He's taking the first step in the knives. I fear for Larry's life.
Me too. Someone alert the authorities, or like alert campus police, or literally anything. Alert someone who's in charge. Besides Noel.
You know what I think? I think that Larry needs to get out of that room and get himself on a floor that's not with Noel as an RA.
Seriously, because he's obviously not very responsible.
No. So we have another parent-teacher conference, which is really, like, come on now. Like, nobody's doing this in college. This is so adolescent. But Felicity opens up and first admits that she had the best birth of her life without her mom because her mom sucks, is basically what she said.
That's what she said.
She said, "Mom, so you funny. Blow. And every Tuesday we have lunch together, but I had the best lunch by myself. And it's because you suck and you make food taste bad," is what she said.
This is the best. First, like, her, and I understand where dad's coming from, because he's like, "Your entire life it was Stanford, like, and you wanted to be a doctor. And now I don't understand, like, why you're here and if you're even going to be pre-med." And Felicity's like, "Well, there's this boy."
Okay. And then this is where shit goes down. Her mom is very angry about this. And we're like, oh, I guess she realizes, like, you know, her daughter's not being independent. Maybe I was thinking, like, maybe she feels like, she's not following in the correct footsteps or whatever, but her mom gets mad and basically then uninvites her to Thanksgiving. She goes,
"Yeah, this Do not is wild because she's just like, Felicity is terrible at this. She's like, oh, you remember how we used to go out just the two of us and we had hamburgers? Well, I got the best hamburger of my life the other day. And guess what? You weren't there.
You weren't there. And she's like, well, you know what? I can go to the same hamburger place too, you know?
Yeah. I love her mom uninviting her for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Everyone's uninvited to Thanksgiving. You know what? Mm-hmm. Fuck you, Felicity. You don't get to come to Thanksgiving. No turkey for you.
So funny. And she's just like, you know what? I'm just going to go back to the hotel. And then the dad's like, what the hell is happening?
Yeah. Dad is very confused now. If I was the mom, this is where I would just go on a shopping spree with my rich bitch country club money.
1,000%. Just fucking forget Felicity. Go off. Live your rich bitch life. And, you know, uninvite her from Thanksgiving.
Yeah. None for you. So Felicity is very upset. She talks to Julie and she's like, Julie, you'll never.
Wait, you missed the Julie Ben stuff.
Oh, I don't even remember a Julie Ben
scene. Okay, so Julie, like, I don't know. They must have talked about when they were doing all the hanky panky. They must have had a conversation about a guitar because Julie got a guitar, but like a much cheaper one than like some kind of Martin guitar that's very expensive. And like, it does seem like Ben is trying to like have a conversation with her, but she's very much like not interested. Like, it seems like she's just trying to be like, I want to be friends with Felicity. I don't want to fuck around with Ben. I don't want anything to do with this.
Yeah. So you're saying that Julia's being Julie's being a good friend.
I think so.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like, she actually knows how to be a good friend. She knows the upset Felicity, so she's trying to stay away and practice her cheap little guitar on her own.
Yeah. And this is when Felicity and Julie have a whole conversation talking about like Felicity's parents. And this is really interesting because like Felicity's like, oh, we're going to have dinner tonight, but I've never seen my mom so angry with me. And credit to Julie yet again, because I feel like she plays a really good, not like devil's advocate, but more just like Felicity, maybe like this is what they think. This is what, you know, maybe this is where they're coming from, where they just feel rejected by you. They didn't expect you to break up on your own. And now they're freaking out because you're rejecting their plans.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that Julie's doing a really good job of seeing Felicity's parents as humans because parents are humans. Nobody is perfect. So Julie's just like, have you ever thought about this? And Felicity's like, no, I didn't. And actually my life's problems are so bad. And then Julie's like, actually, did you know that I'm adopted and I'm discovering my trying to find my birth mom? And Felicity's like, no, because I only thought about myself ever. I didn't know that. I didn't realize that, nor do I care.
Julie is trying to open up to her. Yeah. And she's just like, this is the reason that she came to New York for school is to meet her birth mom.
Julie's telling her this because she's like, you know what? It's not so bad for you. You're not the only one that came here for not the correct reasons. Like, I'm actually here because I'm trying to find my birth mom who I know is in New York. I found out her name. And Felicity's like, wow, your past seems so troubled. You're so interesting to me.
Yep.
She's like, can I steal your story and write it for an essay? Thank you.
Oh my God, so ridiculous. So they have a little bit of a like connecting moment. And then Noel decides that he should enter the girls' bathroom.
Noel is everywhere that he shouldn't be. I actually don't he's Noel. I know. Okay. I
mean, we're both on terrible teams. Can we both just admit that we now?
No.
Wait, you're not going to admit we're on terrible teams?
No, I'm on team Noel.
I know that, but I'm just, I mean, your team member is a terrible RA and is entering women's washrooms when he shouldn't be.
Yeah.
And my team member seems to be really into chicks who can't figure their shit out.
Yeah.
And like is very into both Julie and Felicity, it seems.
I guess so. I suppose so. But you know what? I don't have to like him. I just have to like him and Felicity together.
That's fair. That's fair.
The point. But I know I don't. I mean, like the thing is that, like I said, Noel is literally everywhere that he shouldn't be. It's like, you know how they have like office hours,
yes,
like RA hours. He's like, oh, it's a Friday at 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock. I don't think I want to be in my office. I think I want to be everywhere else besides my office.
Yeah. And he wants to apologize so badly that he cannot wait for Felicity to exit the bathroom.
He is a kind of a creep.
Yeah. I mean, I've been saying. Yeah.
But his lips are so pillowy and I want to kiss them.
Well, Noel then also sees Felicity's dad and he's like, listen, I'm really grateful that Felicity is here. And I love her dad being like, is she okay? And he's like, you know, she's like a chick. And he's like, a chick. And he's like, oh, a baby chicken. Sorry, I'm going to use a metaphor. And the dad is like, don't use a metaphor.
What
is the metaphor? No idea.
Never mind. Absolutely I don't know. Like, who is she, a baby chick?
I don't know what the metaphor he was trying to make was. In my opinion, she's a freshman in college figuring her shit out.
Am I a baby chick?
Do you feel like a baby chick?
Sometimes.
Can I ask you a question? Because I was doing watercolor earlier and I've been thinking about Friends a lot, obviously, after the news about Matthew Perry. And so I was doing a little like collage of Friends things and I did a baby chick and a baby duck. Mm-hmm. If you had to choose between to be the baby chick or the baby duck, which one would you want to be? Why did your face just look like that? And everyone knows exactly what your face just looked like.
If I had to be a baby chick,
yes,
or a baby duck,
yes,
I don't want to be either.
But you have to be one.
I don't care. I don't know. I guess a duck.
Okay. I mean, me too. I think the duck's a good pick.
Yeah, ducks are really cute.
Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah, they have a little chat. And Noel's like, listen, everything's going to be fine. And Felicity comes out and finds out, yeah, her mom's not coming to dinner. And the dad's like, oh, she wasn't feeling well. Bullshit. We all know that's not true.
Yeah, mom's still mad. And she doesn't want to. Well, actually, she's probably just spending a lot of money at like a Bergdorf Goodman. But so basically, Felicity is at dinner with her dad, a very fancy place. And basically, Felicity's fully expecting to have to pay for college on her own now. She's accepted it. She's like, I'm going to do work study. I'm going to figure it out. And her dad's like, you know what? I really thought you were going to go to Stanford. I really wanted this for you. We raised all this money. I would have paid for you. But ultimately, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pay your tuition for NYU. But I did not anticipate an expense for room and board, dorming, mm-hmm, and food, because I thought you were going to be commuting, living at home in California. So what I think is fair, which I totally agree with, actually, I will pay tuition and I guess like book expenses. You will pay the room and board, your food and your living situation. And I'm like, wow, dad.
We love this.
Mr. Porter, you are great. Like, I really appreciate you. I thought you were going to be sucky forever, but that is really, really good of you. And I appreciate you, and you're a good dad.
Yeah. And I really like appreciated that he's like, I don't know why. Like, I don't know. I don't want you here. I don't know why you are here. But I'm not going to fight you. This is your life. As much as it's like difficult for me, this is your life. I want to make sure you want to stay in New York. And if you do, I'm going to help you a little bit. But like, I totally think this is a fair deal and very generous, to be honest. Like, he didn't have to pay for her college. Like, he could have just been like, nope, you're not doing what I want. Screw you. But he doesn't. Yeah. And I really appreciated that. And I do think like this move makes sense, where like when they get one-on-one, I feel like it's a little bit easier of a conversation because you don't feel ganged up on in the way that like having both the parents there might feel. But yeah, then we flash to Felicity in the advisor's office, and she talks about how when she was a kid and like it thunderstormed out, she would be like really terrified, and her mom would come in and make her feel better, tell her it was going to be okay. She'd like help her fall asleep. And she's like, I guess I just felt like she would always do that. And she doesn't understand why her mom feels this way. She doesn't understand why her mom feels so rejected. And we get a little conversation between after she gets out of the advisor's office, we get a conversation between Felicity and her mom. And her mom basically says, I met your father when I was super, super young. And so when you said you moved here for a boy, like it felt very familiar. And I had had aspirations for my dream or for like my life that I wanted to do that I never really got to do. And basically she's taking it all out on Felicity. This, you know, this is a very common thing in TV, Sarah, I think, to like have the parent put all of their hopes and aspirations onto their child. And when they fail to meet them, they get upset with them.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it makes a lot of sense. And I think the reasoning, like, although it's not fair for Felicity to get this sort of blowback, like I understand, and I like sympathize with the mom about like what she's struggling with. Like she said that she had Felicity at 20 years old. Her life didn't really go the way that she thought it would or could. I guess she had dreams of being a career woman or like more than, you know, what she is currently involved in. And she was scared that Felicity was going to follow in her footsteps, like drop out of school, like become a wife and a mom early on. Like she wants her daughter to really excel. But Felicity is her own person. We all know nobody can convince her of anything. No. She is the only one that she only listens to her own thoughts and feelings. So I think that her mom doesn't have to worry about Felicity. She's a headstrong woman, so
yeah. And I think it's interesting that it's not even that it was just that, because her mom also says, I don't know what my life now looks like without you there for those like Tuesday dinners and like seeing each other. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, I don't know. Is she a homemaker? Do we know?
So. Yeah, okay. I think so. I feel like she doesn't have a purpose anymore. Like she's an empty nester now.
Yeah. Empty nester is like a real thing. And I feel like that, that must be very difficult for Mrs. Porter, especially when, again, let's not forget the rug was pulled out from underneath her parents when she was like, oh, I'm just going to go to New York. And the whole plan was Stanford. She was going to stay home. She was going to live at home. Like, this is a big, big change for her mom to adjust to as well. And I mean, I forget. I read or there was like a quote somewhere. I'm not going to remember it correctly, but basically being like, you know, our parents are people too. And like the day we realize that is really kind of difficult because it's almost like an illusion shatters for us that like they're humans. They make mistakes like all of us. And oh, you know what it was? It was like, our parents are also living life for the first time. Oh, like, yeah. Which is an interesting kind of lens to view it through that. We're all still doing this for the first time. And it's not, we're not always going to get it right. And I really like, again, that we get like the apologies that we're getting. And that this isn't a very prolonged storyline, you know? Like we're two episodes in and her parents are like pretty resolved on her being in New York. I gotta love that.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I mean, maybe it'll come up later on. Maybe there's still some lingering resentment, but we got shit to do. Just like New York, we don't have time to linger around. We have to go.
Yeah, because Ben sees this very important conversation happening between mother daughter and decides he's just going to interrupt it.
Like, I am just going to insert myself here. Felicity, I received your letter. That was a very flattering thing for you to do. Thank you for sharing. And then
so awkward. So awkward.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And then Felicity introduces him like, oh, this is Ben. This is my mom. And he like leaves and Mrs. Porter immediately like, oh, he's cute.
Yeah, I knew that she was going to comment on his looks.
Of course. Naturally. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Naturally. So, yeah. Anything else with this episode?
No, I mean, her parents leave. They seem to be pretty happy that she's, you know, at least okay with the decision that she's made.
Yeah, I think Felicity's mom still looked like a sad girl. Like, I think that we're going to get some parental drama, our favorite trope.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Hate it. But at least, you know what? If we're at college, I think we're less likely to encounter all of the drama. You know what I mean? So
I sure hope so. I sure hope so. But I can totally see Felicity inspiring her mom to pick up and leave and do something for quote unquote herself.
Yeah.
And not become or stay a homemaker. I think that that could be a storyline in the future.
Yeah, and I really enjoy, again, that, like, it does feel like the show is leaning in the Ben direction currently, because if we're looking at interactions with Felicity's parents, Noel had a decidedly negative interaction with them, whereas Ben ended up, like, on the uplifting note, right? Like, her mom thinks he's cute. But I enjoyed this episode because I couldn't believe that Felicity one-upped herself from last episode. Oh, not really. I guess moving across country is a bit wilder than just sending him the admissions letter. But it's really bad, Felicity. You're so lucky that he is, I guess, into girls who've lost their mind. Because he looked very happy about it, and I certainly would not be happy about it.
Yeah. If I was him. Yeah. I mean, I think it's flattering to have somebody obsess over you. A secret, not so secret admirer.
Yeah, not for me.
No.
But that's our episode, The Last Stand, season one, episode two. Sarah, do you want to know what next episode is titled?
Absolutely.
Hot Objects.
Hot Objects.
I don't know what that means.
Is it I don't know. Maybe they're taking chemistry class and there's some hot objects because of the Bundermite, the Bundermeister, was it the beacon?
Bunsen burners?
Bunsen burger.
Of the Bundermeisters. I'm pretty sure that's what you just said. Bundermeisters, very dangerous. and we're not going to be alone. We're going to be joined by our lovely friend Lindy from One Indescribable Podcast.
Oh, I can't wait to
have Lindy on. So that's going to be a ton of fun.
Exciting.
We do also have some feedback. Would you like to hear it?
Of course.
We have a voicemail from Temmie. So let's see what Temmie has to say.
Dear Jess and Sarah, I'm a bigger fan of Felicity than DBK is. Oh. Or at least that's what I thought. Then I realized that if I'm not, I'm at least a bigger Carrie Russell fan. You're so beautiful, it hurts to look at you. That was a quote from my so-called life. I thought John Cho, that storyline with the knife and his roommate was really funny. And the line, it was the best hamburger I remembered as a guest. Dear Sally, there will be an actress named Zooey Deschanel. I'm just as adorable as her without the quirks. When I was sitting with my mom at the end of the episode, I was thinking, I don't want your life.
Oh my God, Temmie. Okay, so Temmie is also apparently a very big Felicity fan, so this is fun.
This is great news, yeah. Temmie, is Sally a ghost?
No, he can't tell us that. We don't want to know spoilers.
Don't tell us.
Yay. And speaking of DBK, we also got a voicemail from him, of course. So let's hear what he has to say.
What up, though, ladies? All right. The Last Stand. Well, we got this episode. Well, we learned out Julie's adopted. So that's probably going to be a big deal, I'm guessing. And her mom is somewhere in New York. And is that why Julie came to New York to go to school? Who knows? Then the first scene with Noel and Felicity where she's like, I should mail him my letter, cracks me up. Because like Noel's like, what? And she's like, oh, you're a bouncing board. I can't hand it to him. That would be embarrassing. I should nail it. We got a John Chu cameo. He shows up as Larry and his roommate Lewis is going to buy the knives and like is talking about killing him in his sleep. So I'm curious if you think we'll see either of these guys again. I think that can be a fun little game you guys can play because Felicity's sort of like Community for Jess, where there's like a lot of like side characters that like pop in and out and like some that don't. But I feel like that.
What do we think? Do we think they're going to Larry and Lewis are going to make a return?
I think that Larry left, but I wouldn't be surprised if we see Lewis and his knives again.
I'm going to say both of them make a return. Because I would love to see it.
Like, that could be a fun game. Megan steals her scenes, of course, when she's on the show. Gotta love her.
She's in one word, DDK.
Hush puppies. I really like the music this episode. And we got maybe one of Noel's first metaphors. I'm glad to see Felicity's dad finally turned around. And yeah, that's about it for this week. I'm going to prepare for all the Felicity hate now that you guys are going to spew this episode that hurts my heart and gets me so angry when I'm listening. But it's enjoyable, guys. It's enjoyable. I just got to keep telling myself that, right? Anyways, I can't wait to hear what you guys have to say. Until next week, peace.
DBK, I'm so sorry because we definitely trashed Felicity.
Yeah.
She's unhinged. Like, I don't think you can defend her actions is the thing.
No.
But I think we got the good vibe that DBK is a fan of Megan. Because she said, like, four words this episode, and he was like, she steals every scene.
She's the best thing that we've got.
She's the best. Apparently, Noel's metaphors are going to be a thing, and I'm really excited about that.
What was Noel's metaphor again?
He says, I start talking about a baby chick, and he never got to finish it because the dad was like, I don't fucking have time for this.
Oh my gosh.
So I don't know
why, but men love to give analogies and metaphors during serious conversations, and it gives me the ick.
Is it like mansplaining, but with metaphors? It's kind of condescending if they're like doing it to be like, oh, you don't understand it this way? Let me put it in a metaphor so you'll get it.
It's not like that, but I don't know. It's just annoying. Just
well, you're Team Noel, so you better get over that quick.
I'm the biggest team fan of Noel.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. You know what might be fun? You know what I'm thinking about?
What are you thinking about?
It might. Oh, I forgot to make predictions. Dang it. Did you
have any predictions? Yeah, you know what? No, I have no predictions. We'll do it next time.
Okay, good. Sorry. We're pre-recording. The holidays are happening. It's a lot.
Yeah, it's almost Thanksgiving time. I'm packing. I'm moving and grooving. I don't have time for predictions.
I'm thinking about something we might want to do. And I don't know if this will work. Maybe the listeners can, in a non-spoilery way, say if this is something they think is a good idea, if it will like work over a long period of time. If we had like points, if we were like, okay, did Ben win this episode or did Noel win this episode?
Oh.
I don't know if that will work. Listeners, let us know if you think this is something we should do, because it'd be easy enough for us to go back a few episodes and say who won each one so that we could do it for the whole series.
Uh-huh.
But I think we need some weekly shit. You know what I mean? We need some weekly stuff.
Okay. Well, we'll start. You don't look enthused
by this at all.
I'm so enthused.
Lies.
I'm the most
You're way enthused. More enthused about the Skull Collector.
I'm the most enthused ever.
Okay. Well, listeners, let us know. You can let us know by going to shit90spod.com if you want to leave us a voicemail, shit90spod@gmail.com. If you want to send us an email, you could tweet at us at shit90spod on Twitter and Instagram.
You can hand us
mail
us a letter.
But yeah, that's all we have. Again, like we said, we're pre-recording because of the American holiday Thanksgiving. But we'll be back next week with our friend Lindy to talk about episode 3, which I'm really excited to watch because I need to see if Felicity can top herself, you know?
She will. She can.
Anything else you have going on, Sarah, that you want to plug for the listeners?
No.
We're finishing up Freaks and Geeks. That's exciting. I really love it.
We just had our friend Melissa on to talk about Discos and Dragons.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of fun.
It was. And if you, I mean, we know about My So-Called Life and we know that's one season. We've talked about Undeclared briefly on the podcast. If you have any other 90s shows that are one season long that you want to hear us talk about at some point, feel free to send those to our inbox as well and we'll check them out. I think that's everything we have. So we'll be back next week with another episode of Felicity, but thank you everyone for listening and have a good one. And hopefully if you're American, have a happy Thanksgiving. All right, everybody. Bye.
Just ask. Shit 90 shows taught me.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.